Welcome to the Enhanced Franchise Development Podcast, and we have some really big news. The Enhanced Consumer website just reached 1 million unique visitors, which shows not only the growing brand recognition Enhanced is experiencing, but also how much homeowners are connecting to the Enhanced service offering. We have the perfect person to explain the big news in Abby Baker, the Director of Marketing with Enhanced. Abby has been instrumental in helping to grow national brand awareness as well as significantly bolster marketing support for Enhanced franchise owners. In this episode, she talks about how these initiatives help drive sales for franchise owners and much, much more. Without further ado, here is that conversation. So Abby, let's talk about the really big news right off the bat. So the Enhanced consumer website just reached 1 million views. Can you explain the significance of this?
Yes, that was very exciting for us to hit that milestone in mid-October this year. We have seen substantial website growth over the last 4 years and knew that that 1 million mark was coming last year. In 2019, we had a total of 936,000 website visitors. And so this year, being able to hit the million mark in mid-October, still having another 2.5 months left of the year, that was very exciting and just a, you know, proof that our brand awareness is really gaining traction, building momentum. A lot more people are becoming familiar with Enhance.
So being that a lot more people are becoming familiar with Enhance, let's talk about who the customers are and how they find franchise owners and how they find the website and things like that. What are you doing to market to them?
So as far as who the Enhance customer is, we've done quite a bit of research to really make sure we understand that target audience and who we should be talking to. We find that the female is primarily the person that reaches out to Enhance, schedules the estimate, really is kind of the driver of the project. The male of the household is, of course, involved because it is such a big ticket item and something that's going to impact the family and the house. But we primarily target the female. We also see that it is a higher household income. They have a strong household home equity. They have good net worth. They are educated. And so, you know, these are people that are able to spend four, five, six, you know, several thousand dollars into most of the time just changing the color of their cabinets. So it's definitely not a necessity. It's something that they just want to do and update their kitchen. And so they have that disposable income to spend on it. So as far as how we target them, we do it in a variety of different ways. You kind of have to be everywhere with marketing. So every time they turn a corner, we're there. So we do TV advertising. We advertise on cable and direct TV. Within cable and direct TV, we primarily advertise on news stations or news programming. We did a lot of testing over a couple years regarding targeting the audience within news programming and lifestyle programming. So lifestyle programming is more of that HGTV, DIY, Food Network, things like that. And what we saw was that the news programming generated more interest than the lifestyle programming. And I think a little bit of that is just it's a higher household income. And so now we primarily just focus on the news programming and news stations. And so cable and direct TV, we do several weeks a year of running ads on that. We also have been doing CTV or connected TV, also called OTT, so there's lots of names for it. And that is, you know, running TV commercials through the different streaming devices. So whether it's Hulu, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, Roku, and that you can be extremely targeted with who you're delivering your message to. And so that we target the female, household income, strong net worth, all of those different demographic, criteria that we've built. So we do a lot of TV. We also target our audience through magazine ad placement. And so we advertise in Martha Stewart Living, HGTV magazine. We've been doing some in Food and Wine magazine. We've also done Better Homes and Gardens. They have some special issues that they do throughout the year that are like beautiful kitchens and baths and dream kitchens and baths. And so we do ads in those. Those are, very specific to people that are looking to do a kitchen remodel. And so that works well for us. So that magazine ad placement is really great with building brand awareness and also just building the quality of the brand. So if someone sees an ad in Martha Stewart Living, they know that it's going to be a high quality premium brand. So that's, that's what we want to, set the expectation to the customer that that's what they're going to get. We're not the cheapest option, but we're very good quality. And so we do that. We also do a lot of digital marketing. We do programmatic. We also do social advertising with Pinterest, Facebook, Instagram. All of those things you can target towards different keywords. So we look at people that are searching kitchen remodel, cabinet painting, cabinet refacing. We have a long list of keywords that we target. And then also you can target to your specific demographic in all of those. So we do that as well.
Yeah, that's pretty comprehensive.
Yeah. Oh, and I can go on and on. We do a bit of PR. We have done things with this year. We've had articles and been featured in Forbes and Forbes.com, as well as U.S. News and World Report. We've also done things with Martha Stewart Living and Better Homes and Gardens and HGTV magazine through the PR channels. So that's been really great. We're also dabbling in some influencer marketing, which is exciting. Influencers are just, that's just a whole nother marketing channel that didn't exist a few years ago. And now it's you can definitely reach a lot of people through those social media influencers. So we're doing that as well.
Yeah, and it's important to note that all of these efforts are in order to help potential customers engage with your franchise owners. And a few years ago, you launched the Brand Marketing Fund, and I would imagine that all of these initiatives are part of that. Can you explain what that Brand Marketing Fund is and have the efforts been successful?
Yes. We launched that. It was 3 years ago in June, so about 3.5 years ago. And the purpose of the Brand Marketing Fund is to really just build brand awareness throughout the country of Enhance. So there are some companies that will call it a national ad fund. We kind of changed the terminology and call it our Brand Marketing Fund because we really wanted to make it clear that this is about building the brand. It's not just advertising and generating leads. It is about building the brand and the quality and the, just the brand in general, because then that has an overall impact on all other advertising. So advertising that the franchise owners do at a local level, people are already familiar with the brand. They know it's a high quality, well-respected brand because they've seen it in, they've seen it on news programming, they've seen it in magazines. So they're familiar with it, and that just makes their local marketing work that much better for them. So when we launched it, we have seen significant increases over the years in website traffic as well as leads. coming in, so website traffic. From the time we launched it 3.5 years ago to now, we've seen an increase of 257% increase in website traffic. So huge year-over-year gains with that. We've also, for the leads coming in from Enhance, we have seen a 44% increase in leads from the time we launched the Brand Marketing Fund to now. And so just huge increases there as well. And then with the local advertising that our franchisees do, you know, they always track their marketing return on investment, so ROI. And with that, previously, like back in 2017, right, when we launched the Brand Marketing Fund, their average return on investment was 6.3. And so, which is good, but we have now seen that increase over the last 3 years to where now the last few months it has been trending above 14. So
wow.
They are just getting, you know, substantially more return on their investment at a local level than what they did a few years ago. So everything really just seems to be working together and gaining momentum as far as building the brand, building awareness, generating leads. Yeah, it's been a very exciting time.
Yeah, those are phenomenal results. And I would imagine that the franchise network is extremely happy with them. But you're really collaborative in how you work with your franchisees. Can you speak to what the reaction has been from the franchise network about the success of the marketing fund?
Yeah. We, you know, I take it seriously in that I'm kind of the keeper of their marketing money. So they are paying every month into this brand marketing fund. And I am the one responsible for making the decisions and investing that to really, you know, have the greatest impact on them and their business. And so I did not want to do that in a silo. And so we put together a brand marketing committee. And so it is a team of 6 different franchise owners across the country. And the committee will represent different areas of the country, as well as different size businesses, as well as newer owners and owners that have maybe been in the system a longer time. So we really wanted to get a representation of, you know, all different types of owners, so we're making the best decisions for everyone. And we have quarterly updates with the committee, and then we do an annual strategy meeting with them as well. And we talk about, every quarter we talk about the different metrics that we track. We talk about different things that we have tested, how those performed. We talk about the quarter coming up and, you know, what's been planned and do we need to make any adjustments to the plan. And then during the strategy meeting, we have that in early November. And that we really use as an opportunity to really flex our creative muscle and think, okay, what can we be doing differently? How can we continue to improve? I'm a strong believer in testing. And so we never just, you know, throw a bunch of money at something and hope that it works. So we will, you know, test for either test for a few months, or maybe we take a handful of franchisees and just test with them, depending on what the initiative is. But I always like to test and make sure it's the right direction, and then we'll go from there and roll it out to a larger sample or the whole network. I think, you know, being collaborative with the franchisees and really having them feel like they're a part of this, they're helping to make the decisions, we're all in this together. We all want, you know, success for the brand. I think that's really important.
You really help franchisees with marketing from the very moment they come on board. How does Enhance help franchise owners with marketing, and how do you take the guesswork out of going into a business and never having marketed a business before? And walk us through the support you provide.
Yeah. Well, most of our new franchisees are not marketers, and marketing is also changing so rapidly with, you know, most everything is going digital that it just changes so quick. So it's hard to stay on top of. So we have we've put together a marketing package that is included in their initial investment into Enhance. And it's a marketing package that really helps them establish that marketing foundation in the first 6 months of their business. So it allows the new owner to really focus more on learning the products, learning the process, learning operations, running the business, but not having to worry so much about just generating leads. So we then help them, and the marketing package is designed to really, you know, establish that foundation and start generating leads for them right away. And so with that package, they get a variety of stuff. They get a van wrap, a voucher for a van wrap. They get sample doors. They get shirts. They get a retail display. So there's some hard goods that are part of that. They also get a tabletop display, and those displays can be, you know, used for home shows or partnerships. Maybe like you have a partnership with a tile and stone company in your area, and they do countertops, and that's a great, you know, affiliation with what we do. But they also, in that marketing package, get some media, so digital media. We establish all of their listings online. So there's like over 70 different online listings that they should be part of. And so we handle all of that for them. We get their Google My Business set up, Facebook, Instagram, all of those different profiles, get that set up. We put photography in there, videos, and so they're not starting from scratch. They have images, they have video. It looks like, you know, they are a well-established business, not just a startup. And then we have paid search advertising and social advertising. Reporting and help them understand, do some training, help them understand, okay, what's working in your market, what's not working in your market, and adjust as we go. So then after the 4 to 6 months, they have a good understanding of the marketing that we have been doing and that what is working and then how they can, you know, continue that on. And they are free to continue that on with the agency that helps us with all of that. They can continue working with that agency, or we have a couple other preferred digital agencies that they can work with, or if they have maybe someone locally that they want to use, they're free to work with that person or that agency as well. So we really try to help them with the marketing and, you know, get that up and running for them, because it can be a little overwhelming at first.
Yeah. And I think anyone who's listening to this would clearly see that Enhance is always working on something new. And we recently saw that new trend book online. Can you tell us a little bit about that and how it's used?
Yeah, the trend book, that was an idea actually that came out of our brand marketing strategy session last year. And one of the franchisees, they were talking about just how these homeowners are really looking to our franchise owners for, color suggestions and you know, just advice on what to do in their kitchen. And so some of our franchisees are really good at that, and some of them are not. So we wanted to give them a tool that could really help them speak to the homeowner and give the homeowner some different ideas and some inspiration of what they could do in their kitchen. And so this trend book is available online. It's available on the Enhance brand website, but then it's also available on all of our franchisees' local websites too. And it gives just beautiful pictures of cabinets that are real Enhance jobs. These are jobs that our franchisees have done throughout the country. And there's, you know, there's a lot of different trends right now with cabinets. There's, you know, the standard white. Of course, that's been a trend for a long time. But then some of the newer trends that we're seeing, we had, you know, there's gray. A lot of people are going with gray cabinets. People are going with jeweled tone cabinets. So either like a really pretty kind of jeweled tone blue, or green is really becoming popular, kind of that evergreen color. We're also seeing black cabinets. So there's some things that I think homeowners maybe wouldn't consider, and then, but then once they see it in another kitchen, they get, you know, some inspiration and inspired by it and come up with some ideas. So yeah, that trend book, it was a labor of love, and we finally released that just a few weeks ago.
Yeah, that's cool. And I think that that adds a lot of value in the customer experience part of it, and also helps make the franchise owners look like, you know, HGTV stars and design gurus and things. What other new marketing initiatives are you working on now?
Well, we have been testing quite a few things this year. We've tested Nextdoor, which is a fairly new social platform that is really about bringing the community together. So other social platforms such as Facebook, Instagram, it's like people are friends with others all around the world, and it connects people that way, which is awesome. But Nextdoor really is more about a social platform and building that online community within your own neighborhood. And so we thought that would be, you know, a perfect tool for Enhance. And so we have done some testing with that. We have also been testing Google Local Service Ads, which is a new tool with Google. It's kind of like a home advisor or pay per lead type situation. And so we've been testing that. Like I mentioned earlier, we've been doing some CTV, so streaming our commercials that way, and you know, always just kind of measuring that and seeing how we can, you know, perfect the media buy. A big thing that I am hoping to test here in the coming year is doing more advertising at a local news level. And so purchasing local media on maybe the morning news or evening news, it's difficult to do considering our large footprint, because I believe we're in about 90 different DMAs. And so it's, managing that can be very tricky. But I'm researching different ways to be able to do more local news advertising, because I think that'd be a great spot for us to be in. So those are some of the initiatives that we're doing right now. And then I also, like I mentioned, the influencer marketing. So we have a few different influencer partnerships in the works right now, where they are getting their kitchens redone, they're filming it, they're taking lots of pictures and kind of documenting the whole process and then sharing it with their followers online.
That's really exciting stuff. Yeah, that's awesome. So why do you think now is a good time to invest in Enhance?
Well, I think that I mean, Enhance over the last several years has been just continuing to see year over year growth. It's been, we're doing some very cool things that that has, you know, helped just continue to build the quality of the brand. And right now, I mean, with everything that has been going on, people are spending just an enormous amount of time in their kitchens. They're, you know, not going to restaurants there as much. They are eating in more. They're cooking more. I saw a stat the other day that baking is up 3,900%. So, I mean, they are spending a lot of time in their kitchens. And then they also are, they are not spending money on, you know, those summer vacations or holiday vacations. They're not traveling as much. They're not going to concerts. They likely are not going to sporting events. So all of that disposable income that they had been spending on those types of experiences, they are now putting into their home. And the kitchen is really, I mean, the focal point of a home. So a lot of people are choosing to invest in upgrading or changing up their kitchen. So it's just, you know, it's a fabulous time to be part of Enhance because of not only what we have seen just in 2020, but what we have seen over, you know, the last several years. And I see that just continuing to build. And, you know, that momentum has really been nice. So it's a great and exciting company and something that is kind of on the involved in the trends. You know, it's, we're always kind of on the what's coming up next and what's new and what's exciting. And so it's a fun place to be.
Well, Abby, I really appreciate you taking the time to speak with me today.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I'm happy to. It's been nice talking to you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Enhance Franchise Development Podcast. To learn more about the Enhance Wood Refinishing franchise opportunity, please visit www.enhancefranchise.com.